Hey guys, before you tune into this episode, I want to give you a free gift which will help you a lot to convert your prospects into high-paying customers. I'm talking about my free ebook, which will be super-duper valuable for you. The title of the ebook is Powerful Words That Sell. So grab your free copy now from the link mentioned in the description, alright? Now over to the episode for which you are here right after this intro. Hello you awesome and fantastic people. You are listening to the podcast Marketing Academy of Persuasion. I'm your host Vipul Chawla, a LinkedIn sales coach, and in this show, I will be sharing anything and everything about sales closing. I will also talk about how to grow your personal brand through LinkedIn. Alright? My every episode will be garnished with business motivation and loads and loads of value for you. If you want to know how I can help you to elevate your business without spending a single dollar on ads, then visit my website consultwithvipul.com. When entrepreneurs build products and services, they need to strike a balance in the level of perfection they can practically achieve and still manage to sell the product. Right? If you launch a product into the market that is substandard, people are not going to care. If you try to build the most perfect product, you will never be able to complete building it. And unfortunately, most of the entrepreneurs today live in the world of extremes. See, it's a good thing to create a perfect product. But if you are too much of a perfectionist, your product will never mature to a stage where it is going to be a satisfactory for you. Understand? So as an entrepreneur, you need to strike a balance. See, there is always a scope for improvement. But you need to accept a level of perfection which you think is right for yourself and the market. Alright? Once you get it to some level of perfection, be ready to launch your product and make revenue. Alright? You have to build the product in such a way that the value in your product can solve the prospect's problem. You have to identify the pain points of your prospects. You need to come up with incredible value proposition. See, to some extent, it is also true you have to be more appealing than your competition. But also remember to take your eyes away from the competition and focus on your customers. The whole value innovation cycle is based on your customers' needs and not what the competition is doing. Alright? Value innovators can create value because of their obsession with customer success, not because of their obsession in beating their competition. Understand? Instead of waiting for years to launch your perfect product into the market and burning cash on other expenses, launch a product early so that the revenue starts coming in. Right? Launching your product early not only eases the cash flow, but it also gives you a face off with the reality. Alright? Do people really need your product? If you are building something people don't need, then people are not going to buy it even if your quality is insanely high. And I must say, it is the number one cause of failure of the most businesses. Alright? So build something which is based on what your customers want and take out in the market as early as possible and get the validation you need to continue building your product, right? Over time, you can improve the quality of the product and price of the product. you will be able to invest time, money and energy to improve the product quality. Because you know that people will be ready to pay, right? Though too much perfection is not good for your growth, you cannot take the product to the market too early with too little value. If you launch a product with no value, you will still fail. Alright? Remember this, balance is the key. Whether it is your business, your work and your life. I wish you all the very best. Alright guys, thank you so much for investing your precious time till the end of this episode. It really means the world to me. Thanks a ton once again. I want to tell you that I am mostly active on LinkedIn and you can also follow me and be a part of my LinkedIn family. My followers are close to 30,000 people right now. One last thing, if you took any value from my content, then kindly go to my podcast episodes or my Apple podcast over there. Just write a review. Write a review and kindly subscribe to my podcast to get updates about upcoming episodes as well. Alright? So that's it for this episode and I'm looking forward to have you on the next one. This is your host Vipul signing off from your own show, Marketing Academy of Persuasion. Take very good care of yourself and I love you all. Thank you.